This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization led a team investigating the origins of COVID-19 during a mission that has been tightly controlled by its Chinese host, visited a hospital Saturday in the central city of Wuhan that treated early coronavirus patients. The World Health Organization led team there was headed to the hospital Saturday. It's the second day of a fact-finding mission to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Doctors at the hospital had collected samples from patients suffering from unidentified pneumonia in late 2019. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said Saturday that the European Union had recognized they made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. The EU reversed the plan to use the Article 16 clause to restrict exports of COVID-19 vaccines from crossing the Irish border into Britain within hours on Friday after the move sent shockwaves through Northern Ireland and in London and Dublin. He said he had spoken to the European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic and have both agreed on the need to restart relations. The initial decision to use a Brexit clause, part of a wider EU plan to control the exports of vaccines, illustrated how the carefully tuned Northern Ireland Brexit protocol can go awry. Germany is already ordering vaccines for next year to be ready if it turns out that immunity against COVID-19 needs to be regularly renewed or boosted. Speaking at an online event to answer questions from healthcare workers, health minister, Jens Spahn, said that they defended the progress being made on procuring and administering vaccines.